The opioid crisis has been reported, but maybe not to its full extent. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Donna Nelson, professor of chemistry at the University of Oklahoma, examines the numbers.
Most people are aware of the U.S. fentanyl problem, but not necessarily of its magnitude. Quantifying a problem is often a good way to clarify it, so we collect and disseminate statistics about fentanyl as benchmarks in order to help track its mitigation. The number of CDC-reported deaths began increasing sharply from about 3,000 deaths in 2013 to over 73,000 in 2022. This rapid increase in only about 10 years was unexpected, and death rates continue to rise. A simple supply and demand relationship gives a rationale. On the supply side, U.S. Border Patrol seizures increase annually. In 2023, over 27,000 pounds of illicit fentanyl were seized, enough to kill every person in the U.S. over 18 times. The increase of illicit fentanyl was caused by border porosity, more aggressive Mexican cartel smuggling operations, and increased shipments of fentanyl precursors to those cartels. A deeper dive into CDC data reveals that age groups most impacted are those in their 20s and 30s, including college undergraduates. While teaching my organic chemistry classes, I mentioned fentanyl death rates, saying, "Stay away from street drugs. No one knows what's in them. It's like Russian roulette." Many students emailed me their thanks, sharing that they had lost a friend or family member to fentanyl. They said my warning was the only one they had received and that more warnings should be given to students.
That was Donna Nelson of the University of Oklahoma. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.